Yeah. Oh, man. You hear him? Oh, it's the Lakers saying we're going to win this year.
Oh, yeah. That's up. That's LA.
Come on, man. Oh, yeah. Man, I'm so happy. I'm so happy for a number of things. First of all, thank you guys for showing up.
No problem. No
doubt. Yes.
The Occasional Hoopers, we are here. We are live or, you know, pre-recorded if you know, listening later on. But I'm so happy to be your host. I have new co-hosts, special guest, a.k.a. future co-host.
Oh, thank you.
We out here. So I'm going to let the team introduce themselves. Please give out your IGs, any other social media or, you know, anything like that. I'm your host. I'm changing the name up this year. We're being a little bit more professional. So I'm Christian. You know, I used to be Smooth Johnson, but.
You can still be Smooth Johnson.
Smooth.
We trying to make it to ESPN. We trying to get to ESPN. Yeah, you know, I want to get on FS1. They might need to talk to one of us. You know what I'm saying? Everybody go around the room, starting to my left. Go ahead.
What's going on, everybody? It's your girl, Shanice Nicole. Follow me on Instagram, Shanice_Nicole, formerly Post News Group, formerly covering the Warriors, the Giants, the A's. Huge sports fan from the Bay Area. Stand up, Dame Dalla. What's up?
Stand up.
But we're rooting for the Lakers this year.
You know it.
Yeah. Of course. Hello, my name is Don Rico Torres.
Whoop.
Yeah. From L.A. Have a long backstory. From trials and tribulations to working at the Staples Center as an employee.
Let's go.
Plus a lot of different other things. Into podcasting, former co-host of a live podcasting show called
Great Show.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. We're coming back stronger than ever. Called Hood Take, but we may do some rebranding, we may do some reworking, things of that nature. So,
we're gonna have to say that. We're gonna have to come at you on that. Come at that,
but. Definitely, even if I'm exposing too much things, definitely going to come back in a more professional, more, you know, thing of that nature. But my Instagram is IQ_Architect. And let's go.
Yo, peace. It's your homegirl, Shea Butter, straight out of Long Beach, North Side, here with you. Number one Laker fan, Laker stan. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty much a media girl, and not too much into social media, but I did make one because I felt like I was going to be asked about this.
Come on now.
So I don't have any posts, you know, but I'm going to get there. But you can check me out on IG at Tim's and Hoodies. Spell all out. And also make sure to check me out on Apple Music at Around the Way Girl.
We got something for that Apple Music, too. So I want y'all to stay, like, to the TOH squad out there, to all the Occasional Hoopers. Mm-hmm. You know, we all don't hoop all the time, but we hoop on occasion. We got a playlist coming to you, brought to you by Shea Butter. You know what I'm saying? She about to kill it. I want y'all to stay ready for that. But, all right, you can find me at the Occasional Hoopers. You don't need to find me. We're not worried about that right now. Let's jump into it.
Yeah.
Finals predictions. Mm-hmm. Lakers in 4. I'm not going to say no more.
I got Lakers in 5.
I actually have Lakers in 5 as well.
I had Miami Heat in 7.
What?
Let's just, yes.
Uh-oh.
Yes. I had Heat in 7 specifically because this series reminded me of 2004 Pistons versus Lakers, where you have the underdog and you have the clear-cut winners and the underdog prevails. But unfortunately, too much LeBron. Anthony Davis, Gordon's out. Adebayo is out as well, right?
Yeah, he's out.
With his shoulder, so Lakers in 5.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's do this. Let's do this. All right. The Heat had a great run. If you look at the Heat's run, you should. I mean, I would want a 7-game series.
I would like that too. I definitely would, but they just don't have the pieces. The run was great. The team that they have assembled is phenomenal by far. Like, the guard play is phenomenal by far. But the pieces that they're going up against, 7-game series, wasn't going to match. You don't have enough 7-footers. You don't have enough bulk.
Are we too big?
Yeah. You have a 6'9 point guard.
Come on. And then Rondo, we're not going to discount Rondo.
No, but the
we're
starting.
We're not
going
to discount Rondo.
Yeah, we're not discounting, but starting.
Of course.
You get me? Everybody is 6'6 and over.
Yeah.
Our team is crazy. I'm not even going to go. We're not going to look at the Lakers right now.
Yeah, yeah.
What would you feel like the Heat can add to their team?
I think that they need to get a little bit more depth inside at the forward position.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And maybe a little bit better guard selection. That's just my opinion. For our Lakers, I think we do have a little bit more experience. And what I'm really impressed the most with is the way that the role players are stepping up.
Yes.
You know, you got AC Fresh out there doing his thing.
Come on.
Fearless. Come you know, on. And when we see a guy like that coming off the bench to do, you know, have that spark, mm-hmm. it's going to make other guys keep their head up and play with the confidence of Giants. So I think that Miami, they wilt their way there, but yeah. they still don't have enough to mm-hmm. contend just yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you guys think it's star power, though, for the Miami? Do they need, like, another?
No, it's star power.
Jimmy Butler type player?
I think they need one more big name.
Yeah. They need a Giannis type player.
Yeah, they need one
that's
more big name.
That's the player that would work best with, you know, what they run. They need a dominant kind of Shaq type. Oh, I'm going to lock down the paint. I'm going to get every board. I'm going to block every shot. There's nothing you can do.
And also, I want to say this, that Bam, he's very nice. But
yes, he
needs to get that Giannis workout plan and hit the gym and bulk up a little bit because he's getting thrown around like a rag doll in there. That's why he's injured already because the conditioning is not there. The strength
is coming.
Isn't there.
Yeah, yeah. It's coming, though, because he's young.
Yeah.
He's extremely young and he's extremely ray. Like
he's hungry, too.
And he's hungry as well. So it's no, you know, shock against him. It's just that he just needs to put that time in.
He's got to develop more.
Yeah.
So I hear what you're saying. Let me ask this real quick. I'm going to just throw this in there. I hear what you're saying. You say Giannis, right?
Yeah.
To me, Giannis is kind of one-dimensional. I'm not going to knock you. Now, you say Bam need to get bigger, right? I kind of say what both of y'all say, except I won't say Giannis. I say Bam needs a big tag team partner, Joel Embiid.
That's another way to go about it, too. Yeah. That is, yeah.
He definitely get him a big tag team partner like Joel.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like maybe the Heat could get over the hump. You making that face? What
I mean, I am making that face. I mean, because I'm thinking spacing-wise. I mean, Joel Embiid, he can shoot, I guess. A little bit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But what does the lane look like? Are they clogging it?
I think he plays at the top, like Embiid? How he does at Philly. Yeah, I think he takes the center three-point line so they can do the in-and-out kind of thing.
Man, y'all used to hoop. Come on, y'all. Come on, man. We the Cajun Hoopers, but they used to hoop. Now, I'm not in here.
I'm in
nobody
retirement.
That's not a hooper.
I'm in retirement. I don't play 2K. I don't play 2K, you know.
How would that look? Let's get on that real quick. How would that look with Joel if they keep their team intact, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say Joel's a free agent. And he goes to sign with the Heat, right? You know Joel's going to start.
Yeah.
Jimmy, Bam, Goran, Hero.
That's a nasty lineup.
I'm going to let y'all get it. But remember Chris Bosh played for the Heat, too, and he was a stretch shooter. And, you know, he wasn't. Joel is not as clutch. Hero can shoot. Jimmy can shoot. Bam can dish that ball. I feel like as a big, I'm not going to discredit his ability to dish the ball. I'm going to let y'all get on it. But think about it like that and tell me how you feel like they would stand in the East.
I would want to let somebody.
I mean, well, first of all, Joel Embiid has to get on the floor. So I don't know what. He's a bit injury prone. But who else is in the East? I mean, we have the Nets, Kyrie, KD.
Mm. They emotional. Don't you get to.
Hey, listen now.
Match made in heaven with those two.
They emotional. But go ahead.
But I'm thinking as far as just speed-wise. I mean, pushing the ball, pushing the tempo. I think the Nets are going to be fast. I mean, even with the Pacers and Oladipo, they're quick.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is in the East? Boston. How can I forget about Boston? Jason Tatum and them boys. And they're very quick. They're very young. So they're going to be making Joel Embiid, pulling him out of that paint. And so, I don't know, that could be like a hit to the defense possibly. I don't know, what do you guys think?
Yeah, that was a very good synopsis.
Yeah,
like
I agree
with that very much so, especially when they play five out.
Man, Daniel Tice can't handle Joel Embiid. Daniel Tice?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's the spacing. Once you get Joel Embiid to the three-point line,
it's over.
It's a void. Mm-hmm. I mean, Bam Adebayo can step up because he is quick. Jimmy Butler can play like
he's guarding everybody.
Like 6'9" and up, he can do a very good, you know, job against. But 6'8" and down, yeah, it's a lockdown. So the paint can be protected in that way from drives and kicks and things of that nature. But the thing is just, I think that they will be able to rotate a little bit better than most can.
And I'm gonna keep it real. I
think that works very much so.
You're right. I think Brad Stevens is a better coach, and they actually do what he asks them to. So defensively, as you saw in the Miami series with Boston, that was a defensive series, man. Like, that was a defensive series.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Like, yeah, we had people who scored, but Tatum had a hard time.
Yeah, he did.
Very hard time.
yeah, he did.
He had a tough time. So I definitely agree. But Daniel Tice can't guard no Joel Embiid, man. All right. All right, so look, real quick, another question real quick because I don't want to get stuck. LeBron came to L.A. last year.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't do nothing.
He was injured.
Yeah, he was injured.
We were the fourth seed before he was injured.
I'm a Laker hater right now. I'm going to be a Laker hater right now. I'm going to say it like a hater would say. Y'all ain't do nothing, man. Y'all did 7 years and y'all ain't getting nowhere. Y'all, it's 10 years since y'all had a championship. what's up? Like, LeBron ain't got no real legacy. Like, why he here? What is it? Like, is it just for Hollywood? Is this just a show? Let me know something. What y'all feel? Because that's what they've been saying about it, especially them Clipper fans.
I mean, what he's here for ultimately is his business, because his career, he has maybe a couple years left, and it would be ridiculous for us to say that he shouldn't be planning for his future when he's done with basketball. So, if you know, I know they just, him and Mav just did Spring Hill Entertainment, and they just signed a big deal. So, God bless him.
Oh, well, everybody.
But while he's here, we need him to bring the ship on home.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So, what's his legacy? Like, what is the LeBron legacy?
All right. I low-key want to get this out. I've been itching.
Go ahead. Get it out, man.
Do that.
Get it out.
I think LeBron was meant to be a Laker from the jump. He had a long career. He had a very long career, but he lived his career like a Laker. His dominance was very Laker-like. His inspiring is Laker-like. His teachings are Laker-like. He's always wanted to be a Laker. But things along the way, you know, subside. Okay. So his legacy, I would say it would be the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar type of comparison. Because Kareem and LeBron is the perfect comparison. They're durable. They were the best at their position. They were the most dominant at their position by far. Rather, he won only 3 out of 6. He's been 9 times. And this is his 10th with the fourth team. Well, third team. But fourth team, fourth round, fourth selection, you know, fourth time moving. Everywhere he's went, he's won for that team.
I think that when you talk about legacy, I think it's different per person and what they can do. Exactly. You know, his impact was going to different teams and making an impact. Yes, I love the Cinderella story of like a Kobe Bryant, you know, or Magic, and that's who we know. That's our face. They never left home, and I love that. But that's not everybody's story. So he still worked with what he had. He made decisions. He went off to Miami, made him a man. He got that A1 coaching from D-Wade to develop him and season him. And then he went back home and made that right. And then once that was one and done, then he was like, okay, let me refresh, go somewhere else, and show that I can still do this. So everybody's story of legacy is a little bit different, and I would have loved to see him be a Laker for his whole career, because I'm such a Laker fan, but I appreciate what he's done for the game of basketball as a whole when we talk about legacy.
Right what you says. Like, I appreciate what LeBron has done for both basketball, like, and politically, socially, economically, putting his childhood friends on, building generational wealth.
The
Great
I Promise
Father.
School.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a great depiction of Black fatherhood and being a wonderful husband. I think he has a more of a modern day legacy, and we talked about this via text. Mm. The culture is lacking. Like, I'm a 90s baby, and so it's just I'm missing that nostalgia of Kobe and Magic.
Those voices.
And for me, like, being a Kobe fan, I mean, he was my Superman. Mm. We're down 50. I'm thinking, we can win this shit.
Come on.
Definitely.
Like, I have LeBron. Like, with LeBron, I'm thinking, we can lose this shit. Because I've watched LeBron give up. Yeah. I've never watched Kobe give up.
Never.
And for me, legacy-wise, as a champion, I want my guy, my champion, to never give up. So that's one of my knocks on LeBron.
See, I love everything I said. Like, I love everything that was said, because I never heard your take in terms of looking at it as a Kareem comparison. Mm-hmm. Because as a lifelong Laker fan, it's sad to say, but Kareem is like your fifth favorite Laker.
And it's crazy. He's the most dominant, you feel me?
And even Kareem as a legend in California, he the man.
Exactly.
Not like that. Mm-hmm. UCLA. He won in high school. He won in college. He won at the sports
at
level.
At every level.
So he's the Magic. Michael Jordan don't have nothing on Kareem, but that's just on me. That's how I feel. I'm not going to get into that. That's a different conversation another day. Mm-hmm. But what you said is right, comparing it, because even if, Kareem got, five titles too?
Six.
With the Lakers?
Six.
Five
with the Lakers. Yeah.
Right, I'm not discrediting it, but we still put Magic over him.
And he got six MVPs too.
Mm-hmm. I think too, a lot of people, you know, L.A., and we think about like that vocalness, and Magic was kind of like charismatic, and he liked to be in the light. And when they talk to Cap, he's, you know, a little bit more reserved and quiet, and he doesn't really show you who he is. On the court he does, but off the court, he didn't really have that personality.
Yeah.
And so I think that's why people do that ranking like that. But if we're talking about just statistically, Cap all day.
Oh, yeah.
But if we go back to like just the culture and how you looking at it just as the connection with LeBron, only because, and I'm not going to knock Kobe, because Kobe is the guy. I'm not knocking Kobe at all.
No, but not.
Kobe did them TV shows. Kobe did all, you know, while he was in L.A., right? Let's give Kobe that, because that's how he was able. We know him from being on Brandy and being on, and, you know, Kobe dropped the album.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
Brian McKnight.
Did they win the Grammy? Was it nominated? Oh, well, he had a little verse, little bar on there. Half a bar.
Right. So, I'm coming back to look at it like this. Unlike Magic, in terms of being out there and charismatic, Kobe, further into when we loved him, we knew he was that beast in Newport Beach, working in the gym all night. Like you said, he'll never give up. So there it is a different way of how he connected to the culture. Because not like that. Kobe wasn't really, if it's not about who or this money, I done seen Magic at the Cal State Long Beach Sparks game one time when they was up there playing. He waving, saying hi to everybody. Like, I feel like you could touch Magic. You couldn't touch Kobe.
You could absolutely touch Magic. I remember when they used to have the NBA Summer League, the Pro Summer League at Cal State Long Beach. That's where it started. Now it's been in Vegas but some years, but my dad knew the guy that ran it. And so we would go every summer to all the games and sit right on the floor and be sitting up there with Magic and everybody. And it was just like uncle at the barbecue. Anybody that could walk up to Magic, Magic would touch him, talk to him. I mean, he just had something about him. I was too scary to say anything, but, you know, I was watching like in awe, you know, and very appreciative that I'm from the city and he's repping my city and I'm repping him.
No, but LeBron is... to me, he can connect to L.A. I never thought about him being a lifelong Laker, though. I never thought about
that. That would have been a beautiful thing.
Think about how you feel about that. Just think about it as in, like you said, what LeBron does as a person, how he wants to construct a team. Kobe had a hissy fit. Magic had a hissy fit.
Not only that, Kobe was supposed to be traded directly for LeBron in 2007.
True.
Yeah, didn't he request that trade that time as well?
Requested that trade,
yeah.
Think about the dynamic. Chicago, thinking of Chicago, but people.
Thank God that didn't happen.
Yeah, the GM. Exactly. But think about it. Like, we could have had LeBron since 07. Think about that. As a Laker team that
LeBron,
builds around
Chris Paul,
LeBron,
and Dwight in 2012. That would have been sick.
Exactly. Like, if you if
in
you
another
was to,
dimension.
Yeah, in another dimension. You get
in
me?
My
if
dreams.
He was to really, if he was to really pick it apart, he knew he was going to come to. I knew once he would, you know, get older and things of that nature, and he still can like really go aggressively after that, and be the best player GM ever.
Real talk.
And that's what the Lakers is like. We're the first brand that can be like, hey, look, who you want to go get?
Let's
go
get
them. This is how you
it's
build
literally
a team.
Like a movie roster.
Exactly.
Right, who we going to cast? All right, what's the budget? We can get that.
Hey, but everybody can act, though.
Yeah,
everybody
can act. You feel me?
We don't
everybody
got not one hitter.
Act, you feel me?
Our background actor is a hitter.
Exactly. Yeah. Everybody can do their job, and everything will flow perfectly because the players are, you know, with the GM. And that's what most teams don't do. That's what the loss is with, you know, how this generation was and how dominant we were back in the 70s and things of that nature. Well, not the 70s, but, you know, the 60s things like that. Because that's how you're supposed to run a team from players on up.
Come on.
You get me?
Another thing that I really like, not to cut you off.
Yeah. No,
another thing that I really like about LeBron is I feel like he has this, like, blueprint that only him and his team knows. Like, they've scheduled out his life for, like, the next, like, 50 years, and they're sticking to it. So everything seems to be lining up with these companies and these movies and this school, and, man, he's really getting it done.
That's exactly.
And I really think it's just a different type of leader, a different time, a different era, and I hope, like, he's a generational type of guy.
Yeah.
Like, LeBron, LeBron remind me of instant coffee when it comes to his chemistry. He'll go somewhere, know what he needs to make that instant chemistry.
I mean, he A&R'ing on records. You executive producing 2 Chainz albums. You got your hand. You in the barbershop. You on Undisputed. You got more than an athlete. You got the clothing store. I mean,
you sure
dang.
You don't like LeBron?
I literally Googled his companies and like, who is any of these people hiring? Like, you got like 50 companies. I can get it somewhere.
Yeah. Let me just say this though. And matter of fact, this is a question. Had we had LeBron in 05, 06, I mean, would you prefer him over Kobe when we were going to battle with the Spurs and the Mavericks? And mind you, he lost to the Mavericks.
No. That's all right.
So Kobe. LeBron in the West looks completely different from LeBron in the East.
I wouldn't say it would look completely different.
You don't think so?
Because, again, player GM, he going to get different. He going to get different rosters. He can build a roster like Jerry West can build a roster. And he's a player. Like, that element is very different to the point where you have to factor that in whenever you go anywhere, because once he's done the most trades in history, right? As a, like, influence.
As a yeah, influence.
You feel me?
Definitely.
In history, right?
Definitely.
So the Lakers would give him a book,
hey,
a
man,
wish
the Lakers
list,
ain't giving him nothing, man.
You feel me?
First of all, we ain't, Jeannie Buss said, we ain't giving, we a trade LeBron. She had to let us know that as fans, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because you're right. What you're saying is right.
You feel me?
But go ahead.
Like, yeah, most definitely, like, that had to come up, of course.
right.
She would definitely make it to where, hey, look, whatever role player you need, you know, and that's the dirty details of what people don't realize. LeBron can get the perfect 13th guy.
Oh, yeah. Let's go to dinner and DM and whatever else, shouting them out on the Instagram story, commenting on other players' pages, free agents, and it's a whole package.
That's what I'm saying.
He be macking them up. He be like, hey, dog, I've seen you some of these shoes, man.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I can
get
see.
Get the new joints. I don't even got these, but
exactly.
You can have them.
Exactly.
Like, get these Beats. They wireless. There you go.
Exactly. Man. And not only that, he can do it for not only the Lakers, he can do it for the G League.
People ain't even thinking that.
We have who on our G League? Like,
our G League.
We have Giannis' little brother that went to the championship before Giannis.
Right.
Won't that be something? He going to get that ring before his big brother.
And who you think is there? You feel me? He's there because LeBron came. Before then, he was somewhere else.
So let's talk about before then, though. He was with Miami, right? Before then?
Nah.
Back in the day. I'm talking about LeBron.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
I know you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, I get you.
Lil Giannis.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm going to ask, because I want to. Go ahead. Because I wanted to get it somewhere.
Y'all love it on LeBron.
No, we're not. It's just.
We are kind of booed up on him on the topic.
A little bit, lightly.
Yeah, I want to get it somewhere.
I'm hearing he's a great leader. He's a glue guy. But mind you guys, he didn't win in Cleveland the first time. He had to link up with D. Wade, who was already a proven leader and champion.
Yeah.
So. Let's say he is with the Lakers. Is he when did LeBron become a leader? Was it when he went back to Cleveland? So now we're talking about maybe three years ago. We have him in 05. Mm-hmm. He's not a leader. So now we have to get a leader. So
Hold that thought. We about to jump somewhere else. We gotta jump somewhere. Cause I love that. I don't wanna, we can't get stuck, but that's a good point. Real good point. D Wade, Miami. That's the segue. Man. Y'all set me up. Y'all didn't even know it. So, Pat Riley, Miami, championship. But his history go with Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
And we just talked about Laker GM and Laker, you know, coaches. And once you become a Laker coach, if you don't get a chip, you ain't shit.
Mm-hmm.
He left, went to Miami, and established legacy. How y'all feel like Pat Riley feels right now?
I think he's got to be proud, you know, to say that I've done it here and I've done it there. Not too many people can do that. Mm-hmm. Not too many people can say that. And, I mean, I'm happy for Pat, but every time I think about Pat Riley, I'm like, you're always going to be a Laker to me, man.
Yeah.
He even played for us.
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, it's great, Miami, great, you know, but you're always that slick back hair, that paper rolled up on the sidelines, and just, he's always going to be a Laker, but I know he's got to be proud. To say that he's been able to do this with two organizations in a lifetime is just amazing.
Yeah.
So hopefully he's proud. I'm sure he's proud of himself because he's pretty dope.
Yeah, he is.
Pretty dope.
I hate to use the word content, but perhaps he can be a little bit content with all his accolades. I mean, you know, he wants to win, but unfortunately with this, he's not going to win against the Lakers. But if you're looking back at your accolades and your resume, it's like, damn, what else do I need to do? I don't have to do shit.
Like, nothing wrong with being content like that. I'll be content like that.
I'm winning.
Come on.
I'm winning. So
winning twice.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I'm super proud of him. I'm super happy for him. And it's just, he's a legend. He's a legend.
Yeah.
I feel like he's going to use this as one of those, oh, they beat us when we were young, so we're gonna win. Yeah, I think he's going to be the like villain and take this as a villainy kind of way to go about it in the future, because
I like that.
He doesn't like losing at all.
Oh no,
whatsoever. Like, to the point where if it mentally affects him, to the point where he has to win. Even if he doesn't win necessarily, he has to win the small battles. So the small battle was getting here. And I agree with you when you said he was content, because that's very true. He's content. But once that victory is sealed for us, of course, I'm
Lakers
saying,
in four and Lakers, I ain't saying no more.
I mean, he knows. He was on the other side of that when he was in Miami and they got LeBron and people didn't get past them.
Exactly.
Now he's, you know, heading off of a team that has LeBron and he has to figure out how to get past them.
Exactly. And he's going to take this one very personally,
for sure.
Because it's going to be one of those things. He was like, okay, I built this team this way and it got us here in the East, and that's nice.
So let me ask you this about the East. I'm going to ask you guys, think about this. Are we going to see Miami come back again for a second time in the championship from the East? Because if Pat going to take it that personal, if Miami know that they need more, right? They know they need more. They know they're not healthy. Mm-hmm. They know they're not healthy. Can this roster come back to go at it again? And I'm going to just say this about Pat. Pat Riley won back-to-back with the Lakers, and Pat Riley as GM with Miami won back-to-back with four trips. He's that type of guy. He knows how to build a roster and build a team.
Mm-hmm.
Will Miami come back next year to go again?
No. Only because the top two teams in the East next year will be Boston and the Nets.
It's going to be a different story.
No, yeah.
Very different.
Unless they get another major piece.
It's not even close once KD and Kyrie comes back.
Nah.
It's not close.
I agree with you, sis.
So what type of dogs are Miami? Are they Chihuahuas?
No, they're not Chihuahuas. They're not.
They're like French bulldogs. They're cute, got a little bit of bite.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
I disagree with the Nets. I don't think they're ready as of yet.
Ooh.
I do believe that Miami, I think the Celtics is going to take the 17 personally because now we're tied up. So I think they're going to make big moves, and they have a hell of a GM. I hate the Celtics, but
Danny Ainge is a motherfucker.
Danny Ainge is a motherfucker.
He a magician. Like, he pulling shit out of his head. Like.
That guy, trade value. Yeah. I don't understand the kind of trade value he has. Like,
just
I don't
different
know
vision.
What he's selling. Like, I don't understand how he gets so much assets, make it very far, and still like has super assets afterwards.
He knows his business.
He does. He does.
Well, only because we're talking about the East, I don't want to discredit another good GM or. He's an advisor now, but Jerry West.
Yeah, that's my heart.
You know, we talked about the East, Miami not coming back. Maybe, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just had to put it out there. I want TOH listeners, y'all think about that too. Comment, let us all know. But let's go to the West real quick. Mm. What do these Clippers need? Because y'all know, I've been said it. The Lakers and we way better than them. The Clippers couldn't handle Luka Doncic. They barely can handle, old Paul Millsap and Jokic. But what do the Clippers need? Doc not there no more. So what is it?
The Clippers need a leader. Period. Kawhi's great, but he's too quiet. How are you gonna lead silently, and not really interact with your guys and have that relationship? I'm all for like leading by example, but you got to talk to me too. We got to have more than just, you know, and then you got, and I don't know if Paul George was the right mix for that locker room. And I think, you know, guys.
You talking
like,
about Palmdale P?
Palmdale P.
Here you go.
And then, and then also Patrick Beverly, like stay focused. You keeping up too much shit, man. Uh-huh. And I just don't think that they have the right, something's not clicking there. And I think those are just a few of the things. Well, I love Doc Rivers. I hated to see him go, but. Yeah. She got hired like the next day.
Sixers.
We gonna scoop him real quick.
Mm-hmm. I mean, to be honest with you all, I think the Clippers jumped the gun by firing Doc. Because the Clippers were a little reluctant to even go to the bubble. They didn't even want to be there.
Yeah,
that is.
They didn't want to be there, and they hadn't played many games together. So we have not seen this team at full strength. And we're trying to blow it up. To me, yes, it was a disappointment that they didn't go to the finals. However, I mean, they have a little leeway. They have a little scapegoat here. Mm-hmm. Full strength. Had they played a full season together, I think it'd be a different story for the Clippers.
You know, another thing that kind of bothered me about the Clippers is their media. You know, they had all these billboards. They had all these billboards around town talking about street lights over spotlight and like all these
grind
like,
over glamour.
Yeah, like all these like subliminals, like a hip hop album. Like, who is y'all talking to? Meanwhile, you're not even in the shit. And I just didn't like how they started off. I don't like how when they play, they have to cover up all the Lakers stuff because they can't look up there.
I already ripped.
It's like
they can't look up there and accept that. Then go get your own building. Uh-huh.
It's like you reading my mind, man, when you say that.
I could see it.
Yeah.
And I feel a way about the Clippers, man. I haven't liked the Clippers since they had, like, Darius Miles and them back in the day and Corey McGrady.
I used to like them back then.
Hey, they was a nice
Slam magazine. I liked all that.
That was nice.
That was nice for culture.
They had LO, too, right?
They had LO?
Yeah. LO, yeah. LO. Shout out to LO.
Elton Brand. They had squad. But go ahead. What you feel like they need? You need a GM?
They need a new identity. Mm. They need new marketing. They need a new building. They need their own.
They need
a new name. That's the curse in which they're fighting. They're not going to win.
They worried about all the wrong things.
Yeah, exactly. You're not going to win when you don't have your own stadium.
That part.
It's just, there's a disrespect when it comes to LA sports, even LA sports. Like, think about it. We only root for one team. Don't matter if it's two teams in LA.
Yeah, that's true.
We disrespect the Chargers. Chargers is a nice team.
Yeah.
But you on to a Charger game?
Nah.
Exactly.
Well, you got free tickets?
That's the only way.
Exactly. Clippers.
I'll consider
that's the, it. That's the Clippers identity, and that's been their identity for in LA for a very long time.
It's like, yo, you always the little brother. Like, get over it and get your own,
exactly.
man.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's like to the point where you're going to have to move. You're going to have to set in stone like, hey, Bomber, this is our identity. This is what we're going after. This is exactly how we're going to move as a team.
Yep, they got to find their own place, find their own home.
And, but the roster is nice.
Yeah, it's all right.
I'd say that. The roster is nice. I think they're a couple pieces away. They really wasn't really fucking with the Lakers like that.
Nah.
We're too big. We have the most points in the paint.
Wait, didn't they beat the Lakers?
That's regular season. You can beat us in the regular season. You have
but
to
we
beat
didn't
us
even get to see the
games.
Matchup, though, so we really can't say.
You know why?
Well, you got to make it.
You know why?
There,
because
you know that,
the better team won. The Nuggets won.
Wait, yeah. You know you got to make it to the party.
Yeah, you
got to
make
dance,
it to
right?
the party to dance.
I believe in matchups.
I know.
I'm a matchup person.
Even if we go matchup, who's really going to guard Anthony Davis?
Hold on.
Who's really going to guard Dwight Howard?
I'm just as far as matchup team-wise. Maybe Denver wasn't a bad matchup for the Clippers, but the Lakers are a good matchup for the Clippers. Does that make sense?
The Lakers are a bad match for the NBA.
You think so?
Yes, that's how dominant this team is.
I agree with you.
Yes, they're bad matchup.
I want to know. Just real quick, let me know. Okay. We a bad matchup for the Holy, right?
The Holy.
If you guys were only built to take us on.
Don't say you guys. I'm just.
Sorry. My bad. Clippers. Okay. You're right. No. I'm sorry. Clippers. I'm sorry. When it's the Clippers, they get kind of, I don't know. Clippers got me feeling kind of different. I don't like them. And I used to like them. But if the Clippers were only built to beat the Lakers, right? Where is this true chemistry about just being a good team?
Not only that, what's your blueprint to actually beat us? Because it's not very successful.
Lou Will's supposed to be the one shooting at the end of the game.
Lou Will? Is he?
That's it.
Yeah, Paul George has never showed up a day in his life.
No, I'm talking about Kawhi, though.
Kawhi is nice.
Yeah, Kawhi's a finisher.
Kawhi played behind three Hall of Famers that did everything for him. Danny Green was the one shooting them threes, and that was Patty Mills.
But he also took Toronto to the finals and won.
Yeah, he's got Kyle Lowry and Fred VanVleet putting up buckets.
But he's a situational. Yeah. He's a situational superstar to the point where he's going. If it's the last second, and it's Kawhi Leonard versus LeBron, Kawhi might get that.
I agree.
Yeah. You feel me? That's a situational thing. It's one of those things to where, yeah, he doesn't need to carry the whole length of the game, but once he steps up to the two last minutes, he a 99.
Yeah,
there's
no
nothing you're going to do about it.
He'll take every shot.
You feel me? He'll take
and
every
won't
shot
shy away
and
from
make
the
it.
Moment. Mm-hmm.
Exactly, yeah. And won't shy away from the moment. Those type of superstars, you kind of have to give their respect.
Would you say Kawhi is
couple times
a top five player as far as his completeness
overall
complete player?
No, he has a couple things in his game that he needs to improve to be a dominant player. Like I would say Kawhi is one of the most complete players, like on a grade rating like a 95. But there's another level of Kawhi, and it has to deal with his health to where it's like, okay, I can go 82 games. I can go another 20 games. I can still play whatever needs to be played, and you're not going to stop me.
He can't do that. They had to do load management.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's a different level. That's the different tier that he needs to get.
Maybe he needs that LeBron team for his body, man.
Nah,
it's
different.
Team.
Right. Yeah. Oh, no, spend that million a year. Yeah. But let's just look at on-the-court play. Because I honestly, as much as hate as I give on Kawhi, I do think he is the most complete player right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think
he's complete,
the closest we've got to somebody that I could say, man, every shot he put up, I think is going in.
Same. Yeah, he's the most efficient, for
like,
sure.
Like, every shot.
Same,
every single shot I see him
put up. He picks smart shots, too.
I think they're going in.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And I had a homie say he was Jordan-like.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he is. Yeah.
The way he palms the ball, the way he plays defense.
Mm-hmm. He's a mix between Tim Duncan and Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you compare him to KD.
No, his game is Jordan-esque. But the way he goes about things
is very
Tim Duncan-like.
Of course,
the palming the ball and, like, the backboard shots.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The post game, the footwork. I mean, that's all Jordan.
You're talking though. Angles and yeah, when to bank it.
Yeah, when to bank it. Yeah, exactly.
Because sometimes like, I see yeah. somebody shoot a jumper. I'm like, oh, he should have went glass. Like, based off how you're falling back in the angle and the trajectory, like, what are you doing?
Exactly.
So, yeah, he definitely has
skill,
that.
It's a skill thing to where he's like, just like, yeah, he can get these buckets, but to the point where can you get 40 every single night? No night off. Type of thing. That's
well, who's
not
doing
who
that.
We, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's, I mean that's the dominant.
It's a lot
that
of
I'm
high volume
with.
Of
yeah.
shooting if you don't because
yeah,
what
exactly.
you're saying is
or,
a
not
Jordan,
40, but like right, no, can, you give me like
James Harden type gameplay.
No.
But James
no,
Harden
Michael
puts up
Jordan
a lot of shots
type
though.
Of gameplay to where he could take 20 shots and you know for a fact that he's going to make 55. He's going to take 1-3 or he's going to dominate the mid range. There's nothing you can do about it.
I get okay.
You get me?
I get what you're saying.
Like
I get to the
point where, and he has that ability to do so, but there's another level that he needs to reach if he can do it. If not, then it's just
he's still he's a top five steal. Player.
Yeah,
though.
He's still a
mm-hmm. Like well, I can't take away that like
top
his,
ten.
His,
I would say
there's
top ten.
Yeah,
basketball player Ooh. Completeness.
Completeness, yeah, but like completeness, there's a couple people that I put over him.
Who are you putting over him?
I'm putting Curry.
I'm putting Curry, yep.
I'm Wait,
putting
completeness?
Yeah.
Yes. Curry is one of the greatest point guards that ever touched the basket.
No, he's number two for me all time.
One of the greatest. No. I'm saying top five, he definitely there. And he changed the game to where it's like you won a championship with a point guard. There's not a lot of people.
Basketball is a two-way.
You feel
is
me?
Basketball is a two-way.
There's not a lot of people you can say that from.
Well, I love Curry. He's great, but I just like that whole dog mentality, like an AI. I like somebody that likes to put the ball on the ground and bang and go down that lane.
Mm-hmm.
Curry takes a lot of outside shots, and I'm not really that impressed with that. Like, but they go in and they're great.
Yeah.
They're phenomenal. I mean, you shooting from coming out the tunnel and you hitting the shot. It's, I mean, dang, yeah, with your eyes closed, you know?
Right.
I mean, that's fantastic, man. But I just like a dog. Like, a Russell Westbrook, who's a dog but inconsistent, but he will go and bang.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
the kind of point guard that I really, really admire.
But Steph not better than Kawhi in terms of, like completeness. We're talking about defense
talking
and
complete,
offense.
I'm talking
not
completeness.
Steph is liability.
You think that Curry's
defense.
A better defender than Kawhi Leonard?
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh,
no,
that's,
no,
so I had
so,
to make
no,
sure.
No, he's not a dominant.
But that's completeness. But that's
what, no, and completeness yeah, that, exactly. as a player, to me, is how much do you impact winning? Like, how much winning can you get from just being in you? Because there's five slots. So if you put a Curry and nobody can stop him, there's a lot of winning you can do.
No, there's not a lot of championship winning you can do, though. I'm just, like, let's look at it like this. I'm coming from the standpoint of he's a little guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Him mm-hmm. by himself can't do much.
Oh, but.
In terms
yeah,
of impact
yeah,
of winning, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
In terms of being, just from how I view it, because I like Isaiah Thomas. Them bad boy Pistons, to me, is some of the best.
I like
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm.
I like
me?
That. They the dogs, they get in there and bang. I like that.
That's what I'm saying.
To me, I need Steph with somebody to win a championship. I could take Kawhi by himself and feel like him as a player, he's going to give me threes. He's going to play defense. He's going to do all the intangibles. Yes, you need more around him, but him by himself, that height, that build, that size, that's a complete basketball player.
Yeah, we gonna have to agree to disagree. And that's gonna be yeah. a very in depth conversation.
I got you.
But I'm gonna disagree.
That shot pretty. You like that?
No, it's
that
not
pretty.
That. It's the system in which he plays. His DNA of the game. You have to adjust to it. There's only a couple type of Curry type players now, and now the game is changing because of it, and it's deemed successful because. Three is better than two.
I still
Math.
Don't like that type of game, though.
I know
yeah.
you don't like it, but at the same time, you have to respect it.
For sure.
Because if you get 30 threes dropped on you in the game, that's 90 points.
Yeah.
And then there's more to that. There's free throws. There's the score is going to run up to 150, 160.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to shoot.
Yeah.
You're going to defend that, or you just going to get mad and just be like, man, just let them just hope it miss. It's a different game. It's a different ball game.
I'm where you at, Shay. Real talk, because when I look at championship winning and successfulness, the big three Celtics back in 08, they won because of size, not no little guy.
Yeah.
And I'm not, and that is the agree to disagree because you're right. That running gun shoot system, that's why Steve Nash got that MVP. Mm-hmm. Like what? And I love Steve Nash. Steve Nash is the man to me. The way he shoots, the way he controls the offense. You're right. Everything you're saying is on point. Mm-hmm. I just don't think it's consistent enough to really win championships.
Yeah, I'm about to see what I mean, he does with
how like, many championships
KD.
Well, that's like putting one style to win the whole thing.
That's the DNA. It's deeper than that. That's the DNA of it.
Because I want to what question you're asking? Because
you said you can't win championships like that, like the way Curry plays.
No, you can't win championships.
He's already
like that.
Won. He's already won.
He's already won.
No,
that's the new DNA that's coming.
He's won.
That's that LaMelo Ball.
No, that's the Steve Nash.
He's won. But his
That is deep.
Let me say,
We talked about this, though.
This is a touchy subject, man.
It's
a touchy subject.
It is.
It's an in-depth thing.
Because I believe in size. I believe in size over the small guy.
I know.
Just because of how, at the end of the game, no championship game is going to 150. You're not getting 33 pointers up on me in the championship and think that you're about to win. That game is going to slow down. We're going to be at that free throw line. I'm gonna put you on your ass.
That's very
take
true.
Control back.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not going to go that way.
But that depends on if you're big or skilled. Can he pass?
Exactly.
Can he
shoot free throws? Get KD in order to do that. Y'all say he won. No, KD came in and said, let me get you two more.
No, but he won prior. He won an MVP unanimous.
Yeah, but
He gave KD the how can I put this? He gave him the play style in which now is the blueprint of what KD is. Mm-hmm. KD was a flat out, I'm a bucket.
Yeah, score.
And I'm a 7-footer.
He became
I'm
a
unicorn.
With the Warriors. Like.
You get me? He became the blueprint of what KD is now because of his DNA and what he gave to the Warriors. Mm-hmm. But don't take that for nothing. Mm-hmm. Steph is that guy that created that blueprint to begin with. You get me? He got him to that team so that team can elevate to new heights and take the game to new heights. That's why on the debate, of course, like I would say that Durant too is, you know, better in detail and everything than, you know, like Dirk Nowitzki's one. And that was the debate that went on for a very long time. And you get me? Things of that nature. It's those kind of high detail kind of things because you're changing the game.
Now
you have to allow for a 7-footer to shoot a three because it's accepted.
Well, can I say something though? Because I don't want to, and I'm not trying to say it like that. I don't want to put too much stock in the Curry's championship that they won before KD came. You know why? Because who was guarding him on the other end? Della Dadova.
You can't.
When you sit there and say how they won, years later they got the chip. That's true. But to me, that's just the big picture. Let me look at the details. Let me look at how that brush strokes on that canvas. Mm. The way that they ended up winning that championship, you could get one. You got an injured team. K-Love, like...
But you have to put yourself in a position to get one. I mean, basketball is luck, too.
This is what I want to be represented real quick, because I'm not taking nothing from Steph. Mm-hmm. I'm not taking nothing from Steph. Mm-hmm. Steph, I'm not saying he's not the greatest shooter of our generation. I'm not saying none of that. Mm-hmm. I'm saying Steph by himself isn't consistent enough to win championships. And if you look at it and dissect it, of course, on a broader scale, like y'all said, oh, well, he's already won. Yeah, but then you have to go get 6'11 KD. Then you
you need a Klay Thompson.
Even if you have him and Klay.
You need those pieces,
but
though.
But see, the Warriors.
That's okay. No,
what I like
you
about
can
the Warriors that their players were developed. They developed their players.
Yep. Like, I'll give them that.
That's why I'm not knocking Klay. I'm not knocking Draymond. None of that. Yeah. But the injury-ridden Cleveland Cavaliers who you beat, if we're going to talk about tangibles and we're going to talk about the little guys and role players, what role player on that 15 Cavalier team really scared you? Especially
JR.
Okay, right. But Shump. Okay, keep going. Because you're bringing up good guys, you're right. But if you don't have your...
No, that's all I had. I'm sorry. You have a point. Keep going. I'm just going to. Yeah, nah, that's it.
And what's his name? Who got the check? Chloe guy.
Tristan. Tristan Thompson.
Sorry, Trish. Yeah. Sorry, bro. I don't know your name. I'm sorry.
I don't do that, man. Like
sorry,
that.
Bro. But no fear. When you look at that, when you look at that team. Just for me dissecting it and putting stock in the Curry's championship, like, oh man, he just by himself, Curry won MVP, and he the only unanimous MVP that I know hasn't, period, the only MVP back to back, period, who won championship and hasn't got a Finals MVP.
That's very true.
Yeah, that is true.
That is true.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
He's the only one that I seen collapse under pressure.
That's very true.
At no, I'm talking about MVP. Okay. Like we could say Charles Barkley, but he ran into Michael Jordan.
He wasn't
I mean,
MVP.
I could say that.
No, Charles was MVP that year.
No, he wasn't the MVP that year.
Right. that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I get what you're saying.
But no, but in regards to him not getting the MVP, I mean, Kawhi got the MVP when he was playing with Tim, and Tim is the best power forward of all time. So we can't put that much stock in him not winning Finals MVP. Right. It's a team effort.
Andre,
but as an individual player, like Curry is that guy.
Yeah, Andre Iguodala.
Yep.
Andre Iguodala got the MVP, and he was off the bench.
I have a question.
Yeah. Go ahead.
That's about something totally different right quick.
Okay, let's do it.
Ask it. I'm just curious, though, just getting right back to, because, you know, we got the game tonight, but I just wanted to know right quick, for LA, what do you guys think that this title would mean for the city? Like, how important is this for LA, number 17, if we can bring it home? Mm-hmm. And why is it important? And what's your thoughts on that? I'm just curious. I was just thinking.
Man, that's so heavy, so good. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, this is gonna be the last point of the show because that's so good. We're gonna leave it right there. So I'm gonna just say real quick for us, I really do feel like LA, we're in need of something to be happy about. Mm-hmm. We've been desperate for years with the Dodgers, for years with the Clippers, for years with the Sparks brought us something. So we ain't gonna talk about that.
Yeah,
but even with college basketball, college football, you know. We're so used to winning. We need this right now. You know, thank you to the other teams that held it down, the Sparks, the Kings. LA Kings got something, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
But, we need it back. Losing Kobe, losing Nip, we need it back. We need it back.
Mm-hmm. What you think about that, sis?
Oh, man, I think this brings the city out of mourning. Like, it's been a cloud. I mean, COVID, Kobe, Nip. Mm-hmm. So many people have passed, have gone. The world is just crazy right now. I feel like when LA basketball is on top, the world is
on
top.
Mm-hmm. Talk to them.
Mm-hmm. It's on top. Mm-hmm. Life is better. Them. Movies is better. Hollywood is better.
Right. For real.
My food tastes
Everything
good.
Is
food
better.
Good.
Man.
For real. Man. I think it's the most important Laker championship ever.
Mm.
By far. It's a storybook ending. It's a movie. It's a 2-hour Scorsese.
It might be three.
You feel me? This is for real. It's a movie. It's a lot of emotions to where you get to see the greatest player, one of the greatest players, come to the Lakers after one of the greatest players, you know,
passed away.
Passed not even before
he passed the torch.
Yeah, before he passed the torch, then the night. That he got over him in points, the next day he's dead.
Mm.
People don't even think about that. Like, it's the most storybook finish.
You saw the shoes he had on that night too?
I didn't even peep that.
It was, you know, and I appreciate y'all. Well, first of all, let's clap it up. Let's clap it up.
This has been
a great time. Everybody, thank y'all for being here. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for supporting. Stay tuned for the next episode. Season 3 capped off great. Mm-hmm. But the thing that I peeped that night, not only did he have, you know, Kobe, like it was such in reverence of him. Like, everything was so big that night. And then I think even Kobe, like, you know, gave respect on Twitter or something like that.
Yeah, that last Instagram post.
Last Instagram post. You get me?
So, we we as a city, we as a state, you know, we the state of champions. If you from Cali, you about champions. You about winning all up and down the state. Mm-hmm. I can put us against any state. We got the most chips.
Yep. By far.
And we need this chip this
Cali
year.
Cali winners.
The most important. Yeah. The most important.
And it's 17 to tie it up with the Celtics.
And we have more trips, though. 33 trips.
Oh, yeah. We're not going to talk about that, though.
Yeah, it's hard. It's really hard. It's not the finals. It's the Lakers Invitational.
Definitely. Ooh.
You come out, we show
the
up.
The NBA Lakers Invitational.
We just going to be there expected.
Yeah.
We'll see you there. But I do want to say, seriously, though, like, I'm just so happy that we're here. And I can only imagine what it's like to play isolated like that in that bubble away from your friends and your families. And not only that, with all the stuff that's going on, you know, as far as them murdering our brothers and sisters and this whole Black Lives Matter movement and just the hurt and pain that I'm feeling every day. I wake up like, damn, this isn't right. Like, why aren't they here? And I just need something to believe in because I feel really down. And I'm not saying that a basketball game is going to change all of that, but just give me a moment just to breathe and just not think about it for a second. Like, that's all I want.
Speaking of moments, speaking of breathing, let them know. We got something special for y'all. I'm going to let Shay take it away. Shay Butter, go ahead, do your thing. Let us know about the playlist. Let them know where to find it, how to get it, all that.
Yo, definitely. We are working on some nice playlists for you guys. Our listeners, we appreciate you. We do respect hip-hop culture, the nostalgia of the culture, and that's what ties into this podcast as well. So we've definitely taken a lot of time to create an amazing legacy-esque, I'll call it, playlist for you guys. And you can go ahead and hit that up on Apple Music on your girl's page, you know what I mean, at Around the Way Girl, and it's sitting there right there for you. 10 legacy cuts that you could just really enjoy and just go to a zone with and support us, and we appreciate you guys. Peace.
Apple Music, check it out. Everybody, you know, give out your Instagrams again, all that information. I don't want nobody to not know who it is on the show today.
Right.
Again, it's your girl Shanice Nicole. Follow me Instagram, Shanice_Nicole. Check me out.
Whoa.
All right. IQ Architect, follow me on Instagram. Don Rico Torres, this is who's speaking, but IQ Architect. Follow me on Instagram. That's IQ Architect.
He the architect.
Let's spell it out. And you know me, I just made my little thing. I ain't got nothing there. Yeah, I might get one little friend. Maybe the podcast will follow me.
I'm going to follow you first.
I might give me a little friend on there. You know what I mean?
Give me Insta right now.
I'm usually an in-person type of person, so I shy away from social media. I'm an energy person, but I'm trying to get on this wave. So you could look your girl up on Instagram at Tims and Hoodies.
Tims and Hoodies. Let's get it. And make sure y'all please go to your Apple iTunes. It's a look up at the Around the Way Girl. Y'all going to see it right there. We're going to have it out.
Oh, yeah. One more thing. We are going to have a link in the description on the Instagram page.
Yes, we are.
And we might shoot that on the story as well, just so you can get that bookmark and remember that.
Yes, we are. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. This is the Occasional Hoopers. I'm your host,